Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
SAP has delayed price rises on its controversial enterprise support service following pressure from user groups. Price rises were due to come into effect at the beginning of 2010, but SAP has delayed any move while it intensifies engagement with customers and user groups, as it puts it. The company has been working with user groups to develop a set of benchmarks for its support services. User groups say that project is welcome, but its timetable is too ambitious. IBM has acquired Guardium, a provider of software for real-time monitoring of database activity. Its software allows companies to detect fraud, outsized attacks, and other illegal activities. Its products will be rolled into IBM's sprawling Information on Demand product portfolio. Although other companies offer database activity monitoring tools, Guardium is one of the few that can monitor mainframes, an important consideration for IBM's customers. A US district court judge has ordered the largest spam gang in the world to pay nearly $15.2 million for sending unsolicited email messages marketing male enhancement pills, prescription drugs, and weight loss supplements, the US Federal Trade Commission said Monday. Anti-spam organization SpamHouse called the group the number one worst spam gang on the internet for much of 2007 and 2008. The network's operation generated more than 3 million complaints to law enforcement authorities, the FTC said. Nokia is suing display manufacturers Samsung, LG, Philips, Toshiba, and others for price fixing. It said it paid them too much for displays as a result of the price fixing and now wants some of its money back. It has filed lawsuits in the US and the UK and is confident of winning its case as companies including LG, Sharp and Hitachi have already pleaded guilty to fixing the price of LCD displays and paid fines following an investigation by the US Department of Justice. The European Union is also looking into display price fixing. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.